Weirdly, although the beauty of physical theories is embodied in rigid mathematical structures based on simple, underlying principles, the structures that have this sort of beauty tend to survive even when the underlying principles are found to be wrong. A good example is Dirac's theory of the electron. Dirac, in 1928, was trying to rework Schrödinger's version of quantum mechanics in terms of particle waves so that it would be consistent with the special theory of relativity. This effort led Dirac to the conclusions that the electron must have a certain spin and that the universe is filled with unobservable electrons of negative energy, whose absence at a particular point would be seen in the laboratory as the presence of an electron with the opposite charge, that is, an antiparticle of the electron. His theory gained an enormous prestige from the 1932 discovery in cosmic rays of precisely such an antiparticle of the electron, the particle now called the positron. Dirac's theory was a key ingredient in the version of quantum electrodynamics that was developed and applied with great success in the 1930s and 1940s. But we know today that Dirac's point of view was largely wrong. The proper context for the reconciliation of quantum mechanics and special relativity is not the sort of relativistic version of Schrödinger's wave mechanics that Dirac sought, but the more general formalism known as quantum field theory, presented by Heisenberg and Pauli in 1929. In quantum field theory, not only is the photon a bundle of the energy of a field, the electromagnetic field, so also the electron and the positrons are bundles of the energy of the electron field, and all other elementary particles are bundles of the energy of various other fields. Almost by accident, Dirac's theory of the electron gave the same results as quantum field theory for processes involving only electrons, positrons, and/or photons. But quantum field theory is more general. It can account for processes like nuclear beta decay that could not be understood along the lines of Dirac's theory. There is nothing in quantum field theory that requires particles to have any particular spin. The electron does happen to have the spin that Dirac's theory required, but there are other particles with other spins, and those other particles have antiparticles, and this has nothing to do with the negative energies about which Dirac speculated. Yet the mathematics of Dirac's theory has survived as an essential part of quantum field theory. It must be taught in every graduate course in advanced quantum mechanics. The formal structure of Dirac's theory has thus survived the death of the principles of relativistic wave mechanics that Dirac followed in being led to his theory. So the mathematical structures that physicists develop in obedience to physical principles